it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Redford has passed in his sleep at the age of 89. Both of us are more Newman guys than Redford. And when we've talked about Redford before, your comment was overrated.
Did I say that about
yes.
Robert Redford?
Yes, you did. Do you want to say
wow.
it today?
You've got like a are you Mary Lou Henner? Photographic memory. You remember every single thing I've said.
I jot them now. Yeah. I got okay. voluminous notes.
I mean, that's great because I don't remember what I said yesterday. So
yeah.
I believe you more than I believe
yeah.
me.
Okay. You still want to say Bob Redford, overrated.
I'm trying to make a defense of that, like in, just in the acting category.
Well, not looks.
Oh, God, no. Or his influence on, you know, indie films and
yeah.
Sundance.
Environment.
Absolutely.
Huge in the environment.
But I'll still say slightly elevated in the acting department. There were better actors, I'll say that.
What a timid comment. I mean, is that what we're getting for Ask Adam Anything? There we go. Daniel Day-Lewis, yeah, better actor.
Better actor.
Meryl Streep. Better actress. We'll get to the when you think of if you have to pick one Robert Redford movie, one that you're going to watch after Ask Adam Anything. What are you watching?
It's one that I've seen many, many more by far and away more than any other Robert Redford film, or maybe more than a lot of other films I've ever seen. The Natural.
That's your one.
Yeah, because we owned the VHS copy of The Natural when I was a kid, and I watched it. Numerous times.
It's very good. Did you know he went to college on a baseball scholarship?
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that until today and getting ready, so that kind of makes sense. Adam, what is one, like keep the text coming, 651-461-9226, and a phone call, 651-461-9226. Adam, what is one dead retail store that you wish would make a comeback?
Oh, that's a great question. Retail store. St. Paul Book and Stationery.
How come? You miss stationery?
I used to love the stationery store when I was a kid. Like I did a lot of drawings.
Like doodles?
One here, a little doodle of a guy there.
And I didn't realize you were a doodler.
I'm a doodler.
Are you in Jeffrey Epstein's birthday book?
Not. Dear Jeffrey. I don't draw, okay?
Yeah. Not my signature.
Not my
signature. Even though it's identical to a signature.
But there's something, like as a kid, like the possibilities of a stationery store. Reams of paper.
Colored, possibility.
The possibility.
I want to paint this picture.
Blue paper.
And
you could paint a picture
paper.
At St. Paul Book and Stationery.
He had his Nana, who would scare him.
Nana.
Okay. I'll call her Nana, okay? Where was she on the roof scaring you again?
No, she wasn't. Our neighbor. She got our neighbor to climb up on the roof in a devil costume.
Okay. Okay. Then he would dress up in his Packer uniform and play football in the back by himself.
By himself.
And then he would go to the stationery store.
He'd like to doodle.
Drawing
all the friends
Street.
He wish he had.
Yep.
This is all
true.
Building.
Influence, but true.
This is all building to something very frightening. I just want to say I've always believed in you. I've always.
That's, you know what that spells out? Future in the radio career.
Oh, my God. Hey, Adam, if you're losing your hair, should you just let it go or get the toupee?
Let it go.
Let
bald
it go.
Is in. I mean, has bald ever been more in?
No, in fact, who were we watching the other day? Female. I think it was on the Emmys. I forget the actress.
Yeah.
Beautiful bald head.
Yeah.
Right? Now, who's the most famous person around now who has a toupee outside of Randy Schaefer? We all know Randy has a toupee. And I knew it when we traveled.
Jason DeRusha.
No, he's got the hair restoration thing.
I know.
You know? Who has, do we have anybody in the toupee in town? We can't, when you see the toupee, the old school, at a Trump event, which Trump event was it, Dave, in the last couple of weeks where we were watching? And oh my God, there was one guy whose toupee was so bad. You just wanted to say, what are we doing here? I mean, what is Donald doing with his hair?
I don't know. But he's had like scalp reduction though, right? I mean, it's...
So
he can't go bald because it's probably all scarred up.
Yeah, I guess. The one time in the first term where he played golf and he had the hair slicked back,
yeah,
he looked better.
Yeah.
Go with that look as opposed to the nest. Like he not only...
He's open to, you know, suggestions. You know, I mean, who knows a guy better than him?
He today, I'm watching him out of the White House, and he first threatens an Australian reporter. We asked him about the latest New York Times story about how he and Witkoff have combined on this crypto thing. I mean, like, is it worth discussing that the President of the United States the last few months has made about $5-6 billion on crypto and is also regulating it?
Making deals. The deal maker.
$5-6 billion. Poof. Good gig. And so I'm going to tell the Australian president about you, he says. Then Jonathan Carl asked him questions. This is hate speech. And Jonathan Carl is asking him a question, yeah. And this is hate speech. Well, you know?
It's a dangerous road we're going down with that, by the way.
Frightening. Frightening with Pam Bondi. By the way, the exact opposite of what Charlie Kirk was all about. The exact opposite. He's going and engaging with liberals, including far-left liberals, with some very passionate, adamant debates they had, okay? And Charlie Kirk should not have been murdered. We all agree. It's horrifying. It is a threat. Charlie Kirk talked about the president, President Biden and the death penalty, talked about applauding the person who broke into the Pelosi's house and praising him, a 10-year-old girl, should carry a baby even when she was raped. To a lot of people, those are hateful comments. And he should be allowed to say them. And clearly what the White House, because of the president's all about, just finding leftist comments and worrying about words. If it's just violence, of course. Mm-hmm. No one is a problem. But aren't you concerned about where this might go?
100%.
And again, he's going to challenge the laws over and over and over again. And even when he loses, sometimes doesn't back away because there's numerous examples of that. Okay, let's keep going with Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226. This guy, a lot of times when he leaves here, goes and clangs and bangs. You know what he should do also? Stretch lap. Adam once bragged about his flexibility here and kicked his leg up. Oh, I don't know, Dave. It was like a foot off the ground. So look at that. Look at how high that is. He could use some flexibility. You know, it's one thing when you're the linebacker at South St. Paul. It's one thing when you're the catcher at South St. Paul. Now he watches TV for 4 hours with wine in his bed, right? You're not getting a lot of stretching there, right?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Clean enough. This is Stretch Lab, okay? Dozen plus locations, whether it's a 40-year-old, a 50-year-old, a 60-year-old, a 12-year-old, trained professionalists will help you out. They'll assess you with their technology. They'll talk to you. Sign up at that 50-minute session. Q and I were there last night. Great time at Stretch Lab. We both feel better. We've been going for 6 years. We're not going to stop. StretchLab.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tunes tied to Robert Redford movies.
Out of Africa.
Mm-hmm. Very good one. Adam, what was your favorite arcade game as a teenager at your local arcade? Excellent question. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226.
So I'm of the age where we didn't have to.
Pong?
The arcade shifted from the standalone building to our room, our homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Atari, Sega Genesis.
Right.
But thinking back upon it now, I always liked the games where you'd get in the seat, like it was a helicopter flying game or a race car driving game. So probably one of those.
I like those games, too. I never was much of a video games player, and Griff, child number two, so into it. And I wanted to be more into it because he was, but it just didn't click as much. Yeah. Did the girls much into video games?
Not really. Like the Minecraft and Roblox, those kind of games.
Yep. Adam, among the texts, what rock is actually edible? And Big Geology is just lying to us. And what do you think it tastes like? Thank you so much for that question.
Big rock. I'm thinking smaller rocks. Probably good for you. Cleanse you out.
Why don't you try that one?
Yeah.
T. Grant, get Adam a...
SwallowTheRock.com?
Yes.
Adam Carter for SwallowTheRock.com.
That could be problematic if that's the website, okay? Okay. Not sure I would have picked that one. Dave had a story today where a sign of a bigger brain is well-defined calves.
Bingo.
You once watched me come down the stairs.
It wasn't about the calves.
And you admired my tremendous calves.
It wasn't the calf musculature, I can assure you of that.
Now he's backpedaling.
Slender, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Look at he's trying to flex his own calves. Are you flexing yet? I mean, come on. Keep trying.
Definition there.
Going straight to the gym for calf raises for an hour.
Adam, do you think it's time to measure J.J. McCarthy's hands?
Yes. Was it Dante who had small
hands? Yes, yes. And also, the idea that the Vikings are making up the injury.
Shadow benching.
So he doesn't play is among the dumbest conspiracy theories ever, because you know what he needs to do to play better? Play more. I mean, he doesn't need to sit and watch more. He did that all last year. And maybe play more than one series in preseason.
Yep.
And maybe, you know, the scrimmage against the Patriots.
Patriots, yeah.
Wasn't the thing. So this idea that they're sitting him out because they're trying to hide him is utter nonsense. But you be you. Last one, a serious one. Adam, is the DFL making a mistake with Walls similar to what the DNC did with Joe Biden?
I thought the same thing. And again, I think just about, it's no secret. It's all depends on who's running against.
Yeah.
I think they're playing the bet that the Republican Party will, again, nominate someone who they believe will have views that are just too extreme for the voters they think they can continue to win the suburban voters.
I don't think, though, let's go 58-35 here. I don't think Walls, though, went to the DNC or, you know, the DFL here in the state and said, I'll leave it up to you. He just decided he was going to run, right? And he looks at easy wins against Johnson and Jensen and says, who can beat me? Even though clearly he's more vulnerable for all the reasons we discussed. Among the names rumored, is Stauber the one, if he doesn't completely abandon, obviously he's not going to abandon Trump, but he runs more how he ran initially. Does Stauber have a better chance? How about, or is it Lisa Damon?
Oh, that's my pick is Lisa Damon.
Yeah, I think you're right. She might say, hey, I'm still fairly early to this position, leadership position. I don't think she should. I think people learn there's a window of opportunity. Grab it. Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Christie didn't. 1-12, he probably was the favorite. And then look what happened to him later. Take the chance. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Adam Carter back with Jordana tomorrow with Winging It Wednesday here on CCO.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.